Charlie Ralph, and I'm the wellness teacher at the International School of Manila, and I'm here today to talk to you about kids' yoga and education. Now, why do it? What's the point? And I discovered when I went to Hong Kong for 4 days that kids' yoga could be very fun. It could help kids be mindful and non-competitive and do exercise in the classroom. Yoga emphasises the connection between body and mind and of movement through breathing. And I really liked the way that the students could also have fun doing this. As part of a lesson in yoga, we used music and lots of animal poses. There were 50 different poses, and the students were allowed to become a lizard, a butterfly, and all these other things, which made it really cool for them to participate. So, going back to my original question, what's the point? Why do it? Well, it helps the kids become active, it reduces stress, there's lots of wellness benefits, and also the learning benefits, because they increase oxygen in the brain and it reinvigorates them and gives them energy and helps their blood circulate around the body. And then at the course, we also learned how to do it. There were different timing, structure and management and approaches during your lessons for yoga. I really liked the way that the program, you could bring out a card and just have like a little yoga break and do some breathing or do a sun salutation. And that would really help the students' hemispheres. And the kids' yoga program used a lot of poses where their body had to cross over the center line of their body. And that helps balance the left and the right brain. And so it teaches them to improve the full capacity and use of their brain. Within the yoga lesson, there is music, there are mats, and there are also these cards. And the music lines up with the different poses there are. And so it makes it quite fun for the students to be really energetic and move vigorously at a certain stage. And then later on, they become very relaxed and there's quiet music so that they are doing more of the relaxed, calm poses. There's also an element that's appropriate for middle school especially called cooperation and connect. And the students are able to work as a partner and they have to balance each other and communicate with each other to make sure the pose is successful. For example, row your boat, where they bring both legs up and their soles of their feet are touching and their hands are holding and they have to use their abdominal muscles to keep the legs up and they have to balance themselves. And it's fun. They find it amusing and they can have enjoyment from doing those different poses. So, going back to our original question, why do it? I hope that I've showed you today that yoga in the classroom can be very beneficial. And it's not necessarily about learning about, it's not focused on the mystical and the spiritual elements of yoga, which people often will be thinking about. It's more about the practical solutions in a classroom for teaching. And so there are many. I hope you've enjoyed my podcast and thank you for listening. A Carly Ralph production, Makati, Manila, on Saturday the 10th of October.